Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. I want to read to you something that an unbiased non-Muslim wrote about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name is Thomas Carlyle. He was a 19th century historian and essayist. He said, "They were wild men, bursting ever and anon into quarrel." He's talking about the ancient Arabians. It was like the Wild West. Their tribes would fight each other for 40 years because of a disagreement over horses. There's a disagreement. Somebody from one tribe kills one person from another tribe. That other tribe wants to take revenge. They kill more. The other tribe kills more. And it just continues and continues and continues for generations. This was the context in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was raised in ancient Arabia. Thomas Carlyle, he says, "They were wild men, bursting ever and anon into quarrel, into all kinds of fierce sincerity, without right worth and manhood. No man could have commanded them." The Arabians were divided. Tribes. They didn't have an emperor that ruled all of Arabia, because nobody could do that. No man could have commanded them. He goes on and he says, "They called him prophet, you say? Why, he stood there, face to face with them, bare, not enshrined in any mystery. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was genuine. Everybody could see his genuineness. He didn't have any barriers. Anybody could come to him and speak to him. People could come into his house. They would eat with him. He would eat with them. He would mix with them. He was one of them. He lived like one of the people. He was not enshrined in any mystery. People knew him inside out. Visibly clouting his own cloak." He used to clout, that means to patch. He used to patch his own clothes. That means he didn't wear regal splendor. He wore normal clothes. Clothing was expensive. It got torn. It would be patched, and he would patch it himself. Cobbling his own shoes. Fighting, counseling, fighting wars in other words. Leading them in battle, and everybody obeyed him. Everybody followed him. They put aside their tribal rivalries and he united them. He counseled them. He ordered in the midst of them. He told them to do something. Towards the end of the mission, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when there was a representative from the Meccan, this is before the conquest of Mecca, he came and he observed the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi. And he went back and he told the people of Quraysh. He said, "I have seen the king of Persia. I've seen the kings of the world. I've been to their courts. I've seen how people obey them." And he said, "I've never seen anyone obey anyone like the companions of Muhammad obey Muhammad." He says here, he ordered in the midst of them. They must have seen what kind of a man he was. "Let him be called what you like. No emperor with his tiaras, his crown, was obeyed as this man in a cloak of his own clouting, a cloak that he patched himself." Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need your support. We want to produce over 100 videos in this series to show the beautiful character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This will be a positive response to all the bad things that people are saying about him. If they understood who he was, they wouldn't believe any of those accusations. If you like this video, please support this cause. You can help with as little as a dollar or even with the click of a mouse. Go to discovertheprophet.com or click the link in the description below to find out all the ways that you can help people discover who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. And don't forget to like, comment, and share this video. Also to subscribe to our channel. All of this helps spread this message.